And as we've just heard, the Abbott government's budget faces a rough time in the Senate. One of the people who'll have a say on what stays and what goes is Christine Milne, who is the leader of the Greens. Welcome to IM.
Thank you, Chris.
Christine Milne, some of your own people have been a bit surprised that you aren't backing the deficit tax on high-income earners. Why is that?
Well, there isn't a budget emergency. This is a whole concocted line by Tony Abbott to impose a hard right agenda that really hurts people. And if you don't have a budget emergency, you don't need budget repair and you don't need co-payments like are being proposed and the cruel attack, particularly on young people across Australia.
We'll get to budget repair in a moment, but why wouldn't you take the $3 billion on offer from the people in the community who can most afford to give it?
Because it's a trick. All you're going to do, that's not going to in any way offset the cuts to the poor, which are permanent. Absolutely permanent. The challenge for Tony Abbott is to demonstrate he wants structural change to raise revenue in Australia permanently, and that's where you would have a new permanent marginal tax rate, and you would maintain your revenue streams that you've already got. Why would you tell the big polluters that you'll forego the billions coming into the budget from them and instead go after students and the poor and pensioners, and then a fig leaf saying, oh, look, there's a temporary budget repair levy. It's a trick and I'm not going along with it.
You say there's no budget emergency, but most observers see that there is a problem with the Australian budget, which should be fixed now rather than later. Is $600 billion over the next decade in debt not high enough for you? Budget deficits stretching off as far as the eye can see. When would you start a budget repair job?
I think
when it became an emergency.
I think there's absolutely an emergency facing us, and that's the climate. But apart from that, with the budget, there is not an emergency in terms of debt. What there is a failure to raise revenue. And this whole budget discussion is completely insulating the revenue side. Why did Tony Abbott set up a commission of audit with the sole purpose of attacking spending?
Because it's a tax white paper.
Oh, a tax white paper. We're just tired of white papers and green papers. Look at the direct action one. The fact of the matter is there are taxes in place now. There's a carbon price in place. There's a mining tax which could be fixed. There's the fuel tax credits. We're just hearing about...
So there's no problem at all with spending when 7 million people, one in three of the population, get a Centrelink payment. You think that that's a reasonable number, that that's about right?
What I think is we have to raise more money, look at what we're spending, see what we can service in terms of debt whilst at the same time building for the future.
And never look at costs?
And, well, what's happening here is a budget discussion is being used to disguise the implementation of a hard right agenda. The IPA, Rupert Murdoch, Gina Rinehart, Tony Abbott have been wanting to come after the people who are on welfare payments for a very long time, and they're using this opportunity to do it and basically using the budget to do that. I would rather have a serious discussion.
Well, a serious discussion is about the pension age, because it has been lifted to 67. When it was brought in 1908, it was 65, and people lived to 55. Men lived on average to 55 then. They're now living beyond 80. You don't think that that needs to be looked at?
I don't think we should be raising the pension age to 70 at all. We've supported a raise to 67 in line with what's happening
in
the
US
and the UK. But to then go another 3 years, what it demonstrates, especially with the cruel line that is being used on unemployment, for example, where do you think older men and women who've had physical labour all their lives, or those who haven't had the skills training to actually get jobs, where are they going to get jobs? And for many women in particular, they have no superannuation. What are they supposed to live on?
There's another one. Retirees with a house and $1 million in assets can still pick up a partial pension. Should they get that?
Well, this is what I'm talking about in terms of a serious discussion on revenue, but this isn't a proposal that is on the table. What is on the table is that young people live for 6 months on nothing. That is what Tony Abbott is saying, and I am really distressed about that, because I can tell you, coming from Tasmania, the northwest of Tasmania in particular, there are going to be young people where there are no jobs, even if they've got 2 degrees, they still will not be able to get a job and they will be living on nothing. And my question to Tony Abbott is, How are they going to go to the doctor? How are they going to fill a script? This is wrong.
A couple of other quick things. Do you oppose the deregulation of university fees?
I do oppose what the government's trying to do, and I've been listening to the regional universities. Universities Australia are out asking the Senate to intervene on this. And again, what we're going to see is, as we saw previously with deregulation, a whole lot of shonky institutions spring up offering courses that are virtually worthless, and it's going to have a real impact, particularly on regional universities. I'm not prepared to see students paying higher fees and suffering from higher levels of interest on their HECS debts.
Christine Milne, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Christine Milne is the leader of the Greens.